Foundations of Amateur Radio. Whenever I'm out in the bush in the process of erecting some or other wire contraption, antenna, I cannot help but think of the iconic Australian rock band Skyhooks, not for their glam rock inspired music, nor for their pure mathematics and computer science degree holding guitarist, but for their name. In antenna erection, a skyhook is called for when you point at a spot in the sky and will into being an attachment point for the wire antenna in your hand. It's always in the perfect spot, holds any weight, and of course it's made from unobtainium. Absent a skyhook, there are other ways of hoisting an antenna into the air. A recent discussion revealed that in some places catapults and trebuchets are frowned upon, if not outright illegal. Can't imagine why. Depending on their size, they may be difficult to transport. In the same vein, antenna launchers, lightly camouflaged spud guns, are essentially a gas-pressured tube, causing a projectile to be launched by releasing a valve. Those too are pretty restricted, and for good reason. Fortunately, there are plenty of other ways of getting things to be in the right place. Let's explore. One option is to bring along a pole, made from whatever is at hand. A multi-element fiberglass pole made by Spiderbeam, mine is 12 metres long, has always worked for me, though I will confess that I have managed to break one. It did take a 135-degree bend in the tip to achieve that. I'll hasten to add I didn't set out to do that. Previously, it had easily sustained 90-degree abuse in heavy wind. I purchased a new one. I've used it for years. It's not cheap, but it works. Alternatives, much less strong, are using fishing rods or, much less flexible, aluminium tubes, pool cleaning extension poles, even painter's poles, and, at a pinch, lengths of wood screwed together, or, if you're a scout, logs lashed into some contraption. Then there's using the nearby landscape. Getting a wire into a tree is an activity that's fun for young and old, not so much for the person attempting it. Often this starts with throwing things at the tree. You might find a spanner, tie it to a rope and whirl it around, letting go at just the right moment to get it to where you're going. This is not a safe activity and not recommended away from emergency medical assistance. You've been warned. This graduates to using things like a monkey's fist knot. I was given a brightly coloured one, lovingly handcrafted by Alan, Victor Kilo 6 Papa Whiskey Delta. It's reminiscent of a Sea Scout woggle knot. Truth be told, it's too beautiful to use. Or rather, risk losing. Tie it to a line and whirl and throw. Then there's the arborist throw bag, same deal. Each of these whirling activities are fraught, mainly because you need to strike a balance between the strength of the line, strong enough to be chucked, thrown, but weak enough that you can break it if it gets caught. And believe me, it will. There's the option of co-opting your dog's ball launcher. Tie a rope to the ball and hurl. Success depends on how quick your dog is in catching low-flying tennis balls. The last time I went fishing was in 2003, when I used a string and a safety pin to catch an admittedly tiny fish at Harry's Hole, using a tiny piece of bread, took all of 5 minutes. That said, I have a new fishing rod. Well, it was new when I purchased it, but now it's a couple of years old. It was the absolute cheapest one I could find. I also bought a box of sinkers. Purchased on the advice of Bob, Victor Kilo 6, Papa Oscar Papa, I've used that rod many times to launch a sinker at a nearby tree, and used it to pull through some line and then an antenna. It's still a balance between using a fishing line that's strong enough to handle the weight of the sinker and weak enough to break when you want to. The sinker needs to be just the right weight too. Too light and you'll launch it at the right branch where it'll stay for the rest of the life of the tree. Too heavy and it will end up somewhere in the bush, never to be found. Grey sinkers tend to vanish in the grass, so if you can find it, look for something nice and bright. Fluorescent is best. In a pinch, you can use a couple of sinkers, like when you've run out, but in my experience, they tend to wrap themselves around a branch. Of course, you could also just climb into a tree, or hire a cherry picker, but I'm not that flexible, either in my joints or wallet, so those options don't do it for me. If you have a friendly arborist nearby, there's no shame in paying them to attach a pulley to the required branch in your backyard. Just make sure that the line you use on the pulley cannot escape the groove and get jammed between the wheel and the cheek. Don't ask me how I know. So, What ways do you use to summon a skyhook, and does it include a Siberian jukebox? I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.